told your president, Terry Kendall, that she was preaching today, too, and she looked like a deer in headlights.
No.
In order to record this, I'd rather use the microphone, too, shouldn't I? Or can you pick me up on the overhead?
Yeah, we're good. It's getting in.
We're good? Okay, I'll leave this here for anyone that wants it. Okay. You're good? She's good?
Not really.
Yes, you are. Yes, you are. You never appreciate it. You all turn to that page. Okay. A reading from Philippians chapter 4. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say, rejoice. Let your gentleness be known to everyone. The Lord is near. Do not worry about anything, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Almighty God, as we begin this new year, the hope, the promise, and the vision to be your people. Lord Jesus the Christ, as we go about from day to day, remembering who we are through the waters of baptism and your sacrifice of body and blood, give us the hope, the promise, and the vision to be your people. Holy Spirit, as we find ourselves in the newness of our daily lives, ministering by your power, give us the hope, the promise, and the vision to be your people. Be with us as we go about the work of this congregation. Show us how we can better be your ministers, witnesses, disciples, teachers, and children. All these things we name of the triune God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Microphone. Or you can whisper in my ear and I'll shout it out.
Okay.
Nobody ever whispers in my ear.
Good morning, everybody. Morning. Okay. It looks like we have a congregation of an established a quorum, at least 15 people. Looks like we've got to approve the 2022 annual meeting minutes from last year. Okay, there's been a motion. A second. Okay. Debbie says she'll second it. Gary was first. All in favor to approve the last year's 2022 annual meeting minutes in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Okay, motion carried. Okay, so next one, December 2022 financial report. Everybody went through that at all yet or have any questions? Okay, do we?
I move to approve.
Okay, motion's been made that we approve the December 2022 financial report. Do we have a second?
Second.
Okay, got several seconds. Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, motion carried. Okay, and I guess we do not have our audit report yet, so we'll be getting soon, hopefully. Pastor, your turn.
A reading from Philippians. I'm going to let Paul speak for me. I thank my God every time I remember you, constantly praying with joy in every one of my prayers for all of you, because of your sharing in the gospel from the first day until now. I am confident of this, that the one who began a good work among you will bring it to completion by the day of Jesus the Christ. It is right for me to think this way about all of you because you hold me in your heart, for all of you share in God's both in my imprisonment and in the defense and confirmation of the gospel. For God is my witness how I long for all of you with compassion of the Christ Jesus. And this is my prayer, that your love may overflow more and more with knowledge and full insight, to help you to determine what is best, so that when, on the day of Christ, you may be pure and blameless, having produced the harvest of righteousness that comes through Jesus the Christ, for the glory and praise of God. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
I am going to let my report speak for itself. I simply want to say thank you once again. This is my 15th year with you, and I want to thank you for being faithful and being, for being faithful and for being good stewards, not only of this building and time and treasures, but of yourselves also. It is a joy and a privilege to be your pastor, and I'm honored to be able to do so. And I'm not going anywhere anytime soon, unless God has another plan, as in death. So you're stuck with me, okay? A number of people have been asking me about retirement. I said, I look 86, but I'm not that old yet. And according to IRS and all that, I can't retire for another 7 years. Not that you're stuck with me that long. Okay, we'll see what all happens. But I'm here. I'm here 100% for you folks, and I'm not going anywhere. But thank you so much for all that you do in this congregation, in this community, and across the state, and across the nation and the world. You're an amazing group of people, and I am pleased to be with you.
Thank you, Pastor. Okay, next is our nominating committee report. Patty, Titi, I was just going to have you talk for a minute about that, please.
Short, so the council will have to fill that. We are also in need of one more person on the endowment committee, but for the council, we're looking for acclamation today of the three, and then the council to fill that fourth position if they so.
Who are the three again? I'm an old man.
James Glarber, Pony Allen.
Honey.
Okay, as Patty said, we can open it up for nominations for anyone else on the county, or on the, excuse me, my brain. Is there anybody that would like to volunteer to be on the board, or anybody want to appoint anybody to be on the board? No? Okay. Okay. Has there been a second to nominations cease? Okay. So I guess we'll make a motion for acclamation to accept all of those who have generously offered to. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Okay. Thank you. Motion carried. Okay. The endowment committee, did we need to do anything on that, Patty, or are we just going to? Okay. Okay. Thank you, Edith. There's been a motion made to accept Edith Kopp on the endowment committee.
I move motion nomination cease.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. Any opposed? Okay. Thank you, Edith. Okay. On committee reports.
We need to have a vote by acclamation for that, too. Yeah. Not just the nomination.
Oh, sorry. Okay, back to Edith. We'd like to have a vote of acclamation for Edith to be on the endowment committee. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, motion carries. Okay, now we'll go to committee reports.
You have to vote on your nominating committee also.
Okay. Thank you.
Sorry.
Okay, so we have the nominating committee for 1 year is Gary Ferguson, Stephen Blaker, myself, Ashley Wunsook, and Dustin Allen. So we want to make a...
I move we accept that.
Okay, there's been a motion to move to accept those on the nominating committee. Is there a second?
Second.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, motion carried on those two. Okay. Are we ready now? Is there any on the committee report that needs to, would like to speak, or does anybody have any questions on anybody's committee reports that were turned in? No? We'll move to number 10, the endowment fund. I think Vicki Meadows is the only one here from that committee. Can you touch base on that a little bit for us, Vicki?
Yes. The disbursements, we went with the same that were that we used last year and the same percentages.
Okay, for the endowment committee report, Aaron was the acting president for us, and she's working with the endowment, with the ELCA endowment fund to get some more information. But essentially, disbursements, we went with the same disbursements that were last year and at the same percentages. And so it's exactly the same as last year. The amount, the individual amounts might be different depending on the amount of interest that we receive, but the percentages are the same. And then the only other thing that I might mention is that we did talk a little bit about the endowment fund in and of itself and would like to look into it a little bit further, see what is there, what isn't there, and whether we're working the way the endowment fund was initially set up. So the bylaws, the resolutions, and that's a kind of an ongoing process that'll happen over the coming year, and if the congregation approves us doing that, we'll have more information for the council and for the congregation in the upcoming year. Questions? It might be that we want to change. It might come out that we want to change some of the percentages in some of the categories, or give us as a congregation the option to change those categories. And the reason that we said that is if we wait morning and the roof has caved in on the gym, we might need to use money that otherwise would have been dispersed this way for our own congregation. And we want to look at the resolution and see if it's possible to amend that to say something to that effect. So that's all I've got to say. If somebody else has any questions.
Okay, thank you, Vicki, for that. So we need to make a motion as presented from Vicki to approve their recommendations. Do we have a motion made to...
I move.
Oh, Maxine, how about a second?
I'll second.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay. Motion carried. Thank you.
Do we amend the motion to include the changes that they might make down the road?
No. I don't know. I don't think we're not anywhere close to actually doing that.
Well,
just to let you know that we're looking at it.
It's just something you're working on in the progress. Okay. Thank you. Okay. So right now I'm going to turn the time over to Kristen.
Okay. First of all, for the Lent and Advent offerings, last year and as in the past several years, we've divided them equally between Hope House and St. John's Scholarship Fund. Oh, sorry about that. We divided them equally between Hope House and St. John's Scholarship Fund. And is there any discussion as to whether we want to continue that or if there are any changes?
I would move to disperse and accept the same.
Okay, a motion's been made to that on the Lenten Advent offering. Do we have a second? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carried.
Okay. And then on the mission partners, in the past we had maybe just a couple that we formally approved at the annual meeting, but last year it was voted to include all of our mission partners. And so I'll just run through what we had last year, make sure we've got all of our partners covered. We had Rising Stars Therapeutic Writing Center, the Gerald Feringer Community Youth Center, AF Daily Bread, Luther Heights, St. John's Preschool, Hope House, St. John's Scholarship Fund, Bible School and Sunday School Mission Projects, Willow Bay Food Bank, SECA, and Missions of the ELCA. As far as everyone knows, does that cover all of our mission partners? Okay.
I have a question.
Yes.
So is that $900 that was given to mission partners divided equally amongst all of those?
I do.
How was that money dispersed?
Sean, did you have any?
For the mission from the financial statement there, how was that?
We had, it looks like there was $900 during 2022. We have a lot of mission partners, which is great. But it does kind of spread it a little thin.
I just question whether, you know, there's some of the mission partners that we give to for other things, through other things. Mm-hmm. Some of them are a line item, like the ELCA line item. The Sunday School, Bible School has its own offering and stuff like that. I wonder if we...
Luther Heights.
Yeah, Luther Heights has its own line item. We give to Hope House through other ways. I wonder about dividing it so small if maybe there weren't a couple on there that we don't give to other ways, that maybe we should just give to them instead.
And so you're saying remove from the actual mission partners.
Yeah, don't divide. Yeah. That mission partner line 12 ways, because it makes it skimpy, and really, are we helping where some of the other categories we're helping in other ways already? And I think
right. That's
the way the original line was designed, to help specific partners, not all of them.
But you can still give to a specific mission.
Yes.
You still write it out to Hope House.
Yes,
you can show it. We put it all in there. It's just if you don't designate.
Yeah, if you don't designate. And that's what the special appeals line is. And this year we had, where is it? We had over $11,000 given appeals. And you can always do that. If your favorite one of those happens to be Rising Stars, you can give to them directly, and it doesn't necessarily go under that mission partner line. I just think that dummies it down an awful lot.
No, that's a very good point. So I do remember in the past, I think we had, it was more like only one or two mission partners that line item was divided between. Do we want to go back to maybe just selecting one or two of our mission partners for that, or?
Is that a finance committee issue?
A congregational meeting issue, because that's one of the things that we as a congregation at our meeting are supposed to decide.
Okay.
It's a budget.
Yeah. But so you could direct the finance committee to figure it out the back of the rather than try and do it here.
Yeah, then it won't be done.
But yeah, then because it won't be then approved at this
okay,
at this
so
meeting.
So work with me here, whoever's taking notes. Okay, I move.
Mission Partners.
The Mission Partner only be those that don't have a line item, that aren't designated out like hotels or, you know, so when you do, when you donate, it's going to go to, I don't know who's left, Edith, help me out.
Well, right now we're giving to Hope House and the Scholarship Fund under Lenten Advent, although that isn't a really big amount either, but it's more than...
And we give to, but we have. So we can talk about the pancake supper, that's Gerald Ferringer and Hope House, is it?
Yes.
And Rising Star?
No.
Is that for...
It was 1 year, but no.
I can't remember, not surviving. So anybody who doesn't have a line item somewhere, it's then divided amongst that group.
That's still quite a few.
Well, that'd be ELCA, Vacation Bible School, Hope House, Scholarship Fund.
How about this? How about I read through each one we had listed, and if someone could let us know whether it's covered somewhere else? Would that work? Okay. So Rising Stars, they have an endowment committee. Okay. So Rising Stars. Gerald Ferringer Community Youth Center, that's from the pancake dinner. AF Daily Bread.
They're only, they fund themselves. It's for, through donations and stuff like that directly to AF Daily Bread.
Okay. Then Luther Heights, we do have a line item for them.
Yeah.
St. John's Preschool. I know they get money from the endowment committee. And plus grants.
Yeah.
Honey, are you?
I understand the argument and the concern on both ends. Certainly dividing 900 by 12 is not as much as dividing 900 by 3 or 4 or 5 even. As has been said already, you can give to any of the 12, you can give to anything you want, heart disease, cancer fund, you know, whatever, first thing. We as a congregation have pared it down to 12, one a month. You're an amazing group of people. There are very, 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 very few congregations that give the way that you do benevolence-wise. The right hand doesn't know what the left hand is doing sometimes, and that's fine. And so people who want to designate through the church, Rising Star, or the preschool, or Vacation Bible School, can do that. I think some people, though, they just want to give to mission support. And so they don't want to direct where it goes, they just say, you'll do that. Well, you know, that's $900. And I understand the concern that, you know, if they got just a, you know, 12 into 900 is what? I don't do the math. You know, less than $100 a group. But we are, you know, being the stewards for the people that give that money. They certainly can designate on their check or on their offering envelope, you know, I do this every month, you know, where I want it to go, kind of thing. But you don't have to. They trust the congregation. And it is appropriate that we don't leave it up to the financial committee, or, you know, it is a congregational thing, like Edith says. But I think that it's a matter of, I understand both sides. I would come down personally and just saying, let's divide the 900 between our missions, and, you know, that's good. Am I making myself clear? I mean, yeah, probably not.
So
who do we leave out? I mean, we have 12, and she's listed to 12 mission partners. I have it in my handle every Sunday.
How many are left?
I'm still going through. Just a second here. Okay.
So we could take out the line item ones, you know.
Yeah, well, the only two that you wouldn't have that we get through others would be Willow Bank and Seabed. Everything else we get.
Yep, that's right.
Someplace in our special offerings.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And we have decided how much we give to Blue Dogs Bible Camp, or how much we give to the Sunday School group, or the preschool, and that kind of thing. So that's been done too.
Other than
so tell me again who's left.
Who was left was only Willow Bay and Sika out
Willow
of the 12.
Money coming down
Oh, do they? Okay. So then it's just Sika. It would just be Sika then.
And do we even have a local office here anymore for Sika?
That was a concern. Supposedly in February, we will know that.
Yeah, there's
supposed to be. But there wasn't one. That's why we did the Adopt a Child program. In November, the office lost their director. You guys are good stewards of the money that comes in. And I appreciate all that you do through the endowment fund and through special appeals and all that kind of thing. We haven't had as many special appeals like hunger, world hunger. We haven't had a World Hunger Sunday as we've done in the past years.
And that's a line item on the budget, world hunger.
And we got $1,400 this year.
Yeah. Well, there you go. I stand corrected. Left hand doesn't know what the right hand is doing. I would encourage you personally, if you want to give it to a certain group, to put that on your envelope or on your check. And then I think maybe we should just leave it up to individuals to give as they want.
Okay, my point was just point of discussion because...
Yeah. No, I appreciate that, Edith, and I know what you're saying too. You know, 12 into 900, it's a drop in the bucket. You know, 6 into 900 would be a little bit more, or even 9 into 900. But, yeah.
Is the 900 kind of a set figure?
No, it's what was donated.
It's
to two mission partners. Goal is 500. So we took in more.
So we took in more.
But if it was what the goal was, divide that by 12, it's even less.
But see, 2 years ago, it was you only did Gerald Farringer Hope House. Last year, it changed to all 12.
12, yes.
So last 2 years ago, they got more money. Yeah. Because it was only two, but last year they got very little.
Last year's the first year that we've gone to all 12. Yes, mm-hmm. In least recent knowledge. So. Pat's making a motion.
I make a motion that we leave dividing it 12 ways, but give us the opportunity to maybe contact or address each individual organization and see how they're sitting financially. If they really, really need our whatever we give them, you know what I mean? Like have a little personal contact, and then maybe we could address it. Because I hate to, I hate somebody's support away if what little that we do give makes a difference. Which I don't think anybody's going to complain what little bit we give them. But so I make a motion that we, maybe do a little bit of contact or one-on-one with the different groups.
Vicki, did you have something to add?
I just wanted to say one other thing. If there is no Sika office open with somebody that's in charge there, I would withhold those funds until you're sure that can be addressed, because that's an appointment from the Bannock County from the 6th, and I know they struggle all the time to find people to staff these offices. And I think there should be some oversight there. So I would move to uphold that.
To hold the Sika one?
Yeah.
Don't we talk about each one for each month? Like there's 12 mission partners, and then so one each month of the year? Wouldn't they get what we put in the benevolence that month?
No.
No.
It's for the whole month.
No.
Only if people put it on their check. We want this to go to Sika or AF Daily Bread or whatever. Yeah.
Is it just more that each month we just kind of focus on?
Spotlight.
Spotlight, yeah.
Spotlight a mission. So we don't forget who they all are.
Right.
Because you are an amazing group of people.
Okay, Edith?
Kind of to address Vicki's question about withholding, this money is not will not be dispersed until December, and by then we should know. And if that office is still closed next December, we will know that.
Yeah. It could, in all reality, it could be open lines.
Yes.
Because people take the job and then they don't.
They move someplace else.
It's a moving target.
So there's been a motion. I don't know how you feel. Do you guys want to do like Pat suggested? Do we go ahead and leave them as is for this year and kind of take some time and look into them a little closer to come back and see where we want to be? Yeah, go back to the council.
Every month address, you know, rising stars or whatever, and just to make sure that they're doing whatever, and then maybe we could take them away, add them. But I'll amend my motion to include what Vicki said in terms of like a wait and see type kind of thing with SECA.
Okay, it kind of sounds like we're going to stand the same as of right now with Pat's motion and everything to leave all the mission partners as is for this year. Am I understanding?
I will second that motion that we leave it as 12.
Okay. There's been a motion made and a second made to continue to leave the mission partners as is for this year to not disperse any money with SECA at this point until we have someone there taking over it. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Okay, motion carried.
Okay, now I'll just review the changes for the proposed budget for this year. Continue to exceed our total benevolence goal of $19,000. We exceeded it by about $3,500 overall. It might be something to keep, for everybody to keep in mind that as far as the mission partner, if a person does just want to donate in general to the mission partner fund, you know, to increase where we do have so many mission partners, to increase the amount that goes to each one, that might be something to consider. And then down under our operating, I'll just highlight the changes or proposed changes. We're proposing increased salaries for all of our paid positions as we've been doing the past few years. So that would include the pastor's salary, which would increase that to $55,606.10 for the salary portion. And then there'd be a corresponding increase in Social Security allowance. His pension and benefits go up to $25,514.76. There is the medical savings on the printed budget worksheet. The $2,500 didn't carry over, so I mean it's still there. We just need to. It's just a correction to the budget. And I've noted that with Shonda. Mileage, we're leaving the reimbursement rate the same at 58 cents per mile. But for the pastors, the line item, we're proposing to just decrease it by $1,000 purely because he hasn't needed the $8,500 we had budgeted. For the janitor, a 2% increase is $11,774.21. For the secretary, it is $18,935.49. And for youth director, $4,053.07. And then the corresponding increase in payroll taxes. And then we're just proposing a $50 increase on workman's comp. And that's just kind of an estimate to cover the increase in salaries. Under church supplies, we're proposing a $200 increase, just as costs keep going up for everything in our lives. For the office, we're proposing a $500 decrease to $3,000. And that part of the reason for the decrease is we are moving the, we are increasing the equipment line for the print, more the printer costs used to come out of office supplies, but now with the lease, it just works better to have it under equipment. And so once we get down to that line, we're proposing an increase of from $1,300 to $3,000. Then back up to Sunday school, we're proposing a decrease from $800 to $500, just because we don't have the Sunday school numbers. Does that work okay right now, Lacey?
We're not having Sunday school having on Sunday a regular school. Basis right now.
Okay. So anyway, so we are proposing $500 for this year and revisit that on a year-to-year basis with what happens with Sunday school. On the next page, the only change is under the church insurance. We are proposing a $500 increase. We hadn't received our new insurance rates yet, but it was just based upon estimates of potential increase there. And with that, it would give our total operating budget would be $211,103.57. And that's at $2,500. That's just correcting that. So it's basically about a $3,000 increase from last year's budget. Chuck?
I have one little question on church insurance.
Yes.
The budget was $9,000 and we actually paid $97.73, and we're putting the budget in for this next coming for this year for $9,500. We're already paying more in 22 and we expect an increase. Why are we decreasing it? I'm just curious.
Why are we increasing it? Thank you, Shauna. Marita?
There's a line in here for the choir director and accompanist. Since we don't have a choir or a choir director or an accompanist, we can remove that.
Except no choir.
Okay, yes, and we have that at $1,200, which is based upon $40 per worship service. So what do you think we could reduce that down to? Oh, just zero.
Except the bell choir does play occasionally. And the women's choir, well, yeah, we do.
I thought this year's theme was hope.
Amen. Yeah,
don't be knocking out things.
Okay, I withdraw my suggestion.
I have no problem with reducing it, but do not remove the line. It's really difficult to go back and compare to other years. Do not remove the line. Leave some placeholder in there.
Yes, I agree.
Cut it in half. Or cut it in half. And
so 600?
That
should cut. That, okay. I think, Gary, did you have a question?
Based on $5,000 short for the $20,000 budget
Okay, thank you. Yes, and the time, you know, the time we met, we didn't have quite all the bills in, so it's kind of hard to know. So that is a very good point.
I had a long discussion with Intermountain Gas on Friday about the 29% rate increase and the one bill we received recently that the council didn't approve yet. So.
Okay, thank you. Okay, are there any other comments or... from 20,000 to 25,000. Okay, so I guess, yeah, motion. So the changes would be from the printed budget, would reducing the choir director and accompanist line from $1,200 to $600, correcting the medical savings line to reflect the $2,500 budget, and then increasing church utilities from $20,000 to $25,000.
Okay, Vicki, are you going with
yeah.
that motion?
I'll make my motion to include the amendments that were suggested and the bottom line if I need a calculator for. So I will trust that yeah. Shonda and Kristen can get
okay. That. Okay. There's been a motion made. Okay. Debbie seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, motion carried. Thank you. Okay, thank you, Kristen. And let's see, our other new business. I do have Gary Ferguson. He's going to come up and talk to us for now.
On the fact that at our meeting today, we can't get enough people to run for the council. It was suggested at the last council meeting and approved by the council that we decrease the number on the council from 12 members to 9 members. I know when I first joined the church, when I first served on council, I think we had 7 council members. The next time I served, we had 9. Back in those days, we had 120 people sitting in the pews. Now we have 49 people on the average sitting in the pews, and we have a 12-member council, so I really think it's time that we reduce that number to 9, and if we voted today, the process, because of our Constitution, would require that we have another notification to the members at large within 30 days of a vote to do that, and I would suggest that we approve it today, and then 30 days prior to our 60 to 30 days prior to our next congregational meeting, take a vote at that congregational meeting to reduce it, which would mean a year from now our numbers would drop from 12 on the council to 9 on the council.
So basically you wouldn't have to nominate anybody next year.
Well, that's not exactly true either, because we have people that may be leaving, but people that may be stay on for another term. So we'd still have to have the nominating committee look at who's going to be available and who isn't and have nominations for next time. But if we had 3 people that left, then we would include that by acclamation that we would then not nominate anybody else. But I think it's time that we reduce the numbers to 9 people on the council at least. Vicki? Yes?
2 thumbs up for
you. Was that a motion to do?
If yours is a motion, mine's a second. If yours isn't a motion, I'll make the motion.
And I'll second.
We have a motion and a second.
You to make this happen, is there a way we could call a special congregational meeting?
We could call a special congregational meeting, but we have the people elected for the coming year.
We have 12?
Well, we have 11. Yeah.
So we're already short. I'm just saying, is there a way we can make it happen?
Well, if you can't fill the position, nobody can do anything about it.
There would be, but then we'd have to decide who we want existing councils. And I think we'd have 11 people that would volunteer. Yeah.
I thought it was easier to do.
Yes, Edith.
If we do that, it would take a juggling of terms too. So instead of electing four, we would be electing three. But that would be something that the council, I suppose, could figure out prior to.
Is
that in the Constitution? How many you elect? Each year?
Yes, it is. Yeah.
So it would have to be 3-3-3 instead of 4-4-4.
But it would be a turnover. Once you got into it, it would just go.
Those are issues that the council and the nominating committee could settle. We have a motion and a second.
Okay, we do have a motion made to look at starting to reduce the council members, and we have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Okay. I think this is going to be it. I'd like to tell everybody thank you for coming. I believe there's going to be a short council meeting for all the new members.
All council members.
New, present, past. No past. Thanks, everybody. Oh.
Marina? I apologize. I didn't get my scholarship committee report in time to be included in this, but we gave 8 scholarships of $350 a piece, and we give them every semester, so some people got 2.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you, everyone.
Deacons, and we need to elect